Well, thank you all for joining us. It is good for me to be back to the Indy Sub-District on a little bit warmer day than I was here last time. I was here on the Sunday as we were deploying during the January Arctic storm, and I'm just so grateful for the leadership and the team here at the Indiana Department of Transportation. For those of you not aware, the Indy Sub-District actually serves a region that ranges from Kokomo to the north, all of the Indianapolis area, all the way to Richmond, Indiana. So this is a very important hub in our Indiana Department of Transportation efforts. I'm very pleased to be joined by Brandi Hendrickson, who's the Deputy Commissioner of the Greenfield District on my left, and also for any questions you might have about today's announcement in particular, I'm grateful to be joined by the Deputy Commissioner of Operations for the Indiana Department of Transportation, Ryan Gallagher, who's with us today, and I appreciate both of them. This has been a very harsh winter for Hoosier families and Hoosier communities. Extreme low temperatures, record snowfall, a repeated freeze and thaw cycle that's taken place, and no one knows this more than the dedicated men and women of the Indiana Department of Transportation. Let me at least begin by expressing again my appreciation to the NDOT team for the way that they and their families have worked relentlessly to clear the roads and open the ways, the highways and byways of state thoroughfares across Indiana through this very, very difficult winter. Many of our people have gone well above and beyond the call of duty, and I'm particularly grateful to our public safety personnel and to our NDOT personnel for their dedication, as I am to our local transportation team around Indiana. Now, I'm here to talk today about one particular consequence of the freeze and thaw cycle and the extreme temperatures and the heavy amounts of snow that we received, and that has to do with the condition of our roads. When I grew up, we called them potholes and we called them chuck holes. Whatever you call them, they range from a nuisance to a headache to, in some cases, an obstruction in our thoroughfares. It's been a direct result of the severe weather conditions that we've seen a significant impact on our state roads and highways. We've been very busy this year so far patching and filling potholes around the state of Indiana. I'm here to report that so far in this fiscal year, the state of Indiana has spent $2.9 million, expended 81,000 employee man hours, and used about 6,900 tons of material just filling potholes. And that's just so far in this season. In between bouts of the weather that we've all been experiencing, the men and women of NDOT have worked tirelessly to temporarily patch our roads using a product that's known as cold mix. It's a mixture of small stone and liquid asphalt until the weather permits a more permanent fix on our roads. It is unquestionable that this year, because of the weather conditions, more potholes have erupted across the state of Indiana, throughout the state, and as the winter continues to hammer communities across the state of Indiana, we expect this to be a continuing condition. But I'm grateful for the efforts of NDOT to date in leaning into this fight, and Hoosiers should be encouraged to know that our Indiana Department of Transportation has already been working tirelessly to address the challenge of potholes. Now, when we talk about what we're announcing today in terms of a renewed effort to face this very significant challenge on our state roads and highways, let me remind everyone that here in the crossroads of America, roads mean jobs. We have some 30,000 lane miles statewide, and so this is about more than just making sure the roads are smooth or avoiding the nuisance of potholes. This is about taking decisive steps to ensure that we continue to have the infrastructure in Indiana to support our growing economy. And so it's with that sense of urgency that I make the announcements that I'm making today. I have requested the Indiana Department of Transportation to develop a new plan for a strategic blitz to repair damaged pavement all across the state of Indiana. I want to emphasize that we have already initiated this plan. We're simply announcing it today. As recently as last night, the plan was in effect in Fort Wayne, and it's taking effect all across the state of Indiana over the last several days. Let me describe for you what we've initiated, and then we can get to any questions that you might have. As soon as weather permits, we are going to deploy additional resources, and we are going to use supplemental crews, and we're going to work additional hours and shifts to address the challenge of potholes across the state of Indiana. This pothole surge will be targeted. We'll run alternating 12-hour shifts on weekdays and weekends to repair as many potholes as possible, as quickly as possible. Let me emphasize that we'll be running the 12-hour shifts where it is possible. Some of our crews have a light package to be able to work 24 hours. Other crews do not have a light package, and therefore that will be situationally based and resource based. But my basic message today is that we are initiating a plan to lean into this fight with a strategic blitz that will involve alternating 12-hour shifts, supplemental crews, and additional hours to address this problem as quickly as possible. Now, as I said, and Ryan and I were speaking before, we've already initiated this blitz in communities around the state. Yesterday in Fort Wayne, we had personnel that were working potholes in overtime. We can get that information to you as time goes on. But the full-scale blitz, we believe, is going to be dependent on having a couple of days in a row, back-to-back, where we have the ability to not be dealing with what's coming down from the sky, but be dealing with the impact on the roads. In addition to our personnel and resource blitz to address the pothole challenges facing Hoosiers, we are also going to be working closely with local communities and with asphalt plants around the state of Indiana to make mix more available more quickly than is ordinarily the case. Most of you know our asphalt plants close during the winter months because temperatures are too low for paving, and I've instructed NDOT to work with our asphalt plants to get additional materials. We're talking about partnering with local communities, including our capital city, to make it possible for these plants to come online and begin to provide additional materials for repairing potholes. This would include not only the cold mix asphalt, but the so-called hot mix, which is a liquid asphalt emulsion and crushed stone, before they traditionally open in the month of March. A couple of words to the public, and then we'll go to questions. And I brought Ryan Gallagher with me to take any specific questions about our pothole surge and what that means in practical terms around Indiana. But a couple of quick things. Number one, as we move more resources and more personnel into the streets of our state roads and highways, we just want to encourage Hoosiers to exercise caution on the roadways. We're going to have a lot of crews out that are going to be dealing with these potholes, and we ask you to put safety first for our crews and to be careful and cautious as you're moving around areas where NDOT crews are working in open roadways. Secondly, we're asking Hoosiers to report potholes. If you have a Twitter account or access to Twitter, you can go to @NDOTPotholes. and report potholes in the state of Indiana. We're going to be collecting that information, disseminating and deploying that information as a part of our strategic blitz. Hoosiers can also call 1-866-849-1DOT. That's 1-866-849-1DOT to report potholes. And of course, you can go to our website, which is potholes.ndot.in.gov. Potholes.ndot.in.gov. What we're looking for is from the public is cooperation in safety and cooperation in identifying where the potholes exist on our state roads and highways. And I guarantee you, our teams are going to do their level best to get on site just as quickly as possible and address those with a multi-level effort of personnel and resources and collaboration that we're announcing here today.